So on Monday I did a post about perpetual victims and about how frustrating it can be for me when I have people that come into work and people that I genuinely, that I don't know will come in and just want to talk to me about their problems, whatever they may be. And on Facebook I got in a little bit of a discussion with an old high school buddy talking about dignity, work ethic, everything else versus compassion. And it's funny because tonight I had an opportunity to experience something on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, which I think is entirely appropriate, and I don't think really is coincidental that that was something that I got to go through within such a short amount of time of having this conversation with my friend, because I think for the most part, unfortunately, working in a customer service type field, and I have a lot of people that could back me up with this, I'm sure if you work in a field like this that you can vouch for this as well. Unfortunately, it does make you kind of cynical or jaded about people and about what they expect from each other and what they expect from you and expectations versus hopes or anything else like that. Anyway, I live a stone's throw away from a local hospital, and as a result of that, my congregation does clergy visits every once in a while, and tonight I volunteered to go out and do that by myself. It's something that I haven't done in the past, and normally I'm supposed to go with another person, but he didn't show up tonight, and so I went and did it on my own. And I'm not going to lie, I was kind of nervous to do this on my own. It's an experience that I've never had, so it would have been nice to have somebody else who'd done it kind of walking me through it, but it didn't happen that way. And so I was went into the hospital, told them, you know, the church that I'm from and what I was here to do, and basically said that I was there to do clergy visits and talk to people. They gave me a badge. They gave me a list of people's names and their room numbers, and I went and talked to people. And it's cool for me to have a different experience where I do get to feel that compassion and you do get to feel that empathy. I will admit that it was really, really hard at first. The very first room that I walked into was this poor old woman who literally, she looked like she was on death's doorstep, and she just looked like she was in so much pain. And even when I tried to talk to her, she really could not even respond to me. And I don't know what to say, and I'm feeling awkward and everything else. And I realize as I'm sitting there that I'm still just focused on me. I'm uncomfortable. I'm feeling awkward. I don't know what to say. It was all about me. And so I just kind of sat there for a minute and held her hand and tried to get into her. And I don't know if that did anything else for her, but then it really helped as I moved on to a couple of the different rooms. I got to talk to three other people. Most of them were older. One of them was a couple. And man, what a great experience to just get to talk to people about them. And it's funny because these are people that I don't know. I would say that I know them even less than I know the people that I work with. But these are people that had requested to have someone from the clergy come visit, and so I was happy to do that. And to see their strength through the trials that they're going through, whether it's just coming out of surgery or drug addiction or chemotherapy or anything else, to see these people just buckle down and say, I'm going to get through this, to see the support of their family members, there was pretty humbling more than anything else. And I was really glad that I had the opportunity to go out and get outside of myself and to talk to these people. The thing that's really cool to me is that this was something that I volunteered for. I know that if this was something that had been mandatory, that it would have been a lot harder, if not impossible, for me to step outside myself and to get into these people and to really focus on them. So I suggest if you work in a field like I do, or you find yourself getting jaded or cynical about people, volunteer and do something. Don't do it because you have to. Don't do it out of a sense of guilt or a sense of rightness or obligation or anything else, because then you don't get the full experience, but do it because you want to. And then when you're there, don't think about yourself, think about those people. I'm glad I got to do that, and I still am just kind of in awe at these people and am humbled by the experience that I had.